process for accessing the aspects of ourself. The fragmented aspects, or psychological overleaves of our minds and souls, are the parts that break off during our lifetime. Parts of us may get separated or fragmented due to trauma, events, or situations that our soul is unable to integrate. These are the voices or the nudges we get from the inside out. The purpose of discovering and accessing these aspects is so that we can find out what each part of our mind and soul needs to feel content and holistically integrated. As you come to know the various aspects of yourself, you will do so without judgment or ridicule. We instead want to learn to embrace all of ourselves so that we may find the contentment and the strength of who we are. We begin this process, like all others, by finding a comfortable place to sit or lay down, and by taking nice, clear breaths. As you breathe, you allow yourself to become calmer and lighter with every breath. And on your exhale, you will release any tension or fears of judgment. As you breathe, allow yourself a few moments to center and bring your awareness into your sacred place. As you breathe, we'll call on the unconscious mind to come to the front, because the fragmented aspects of ourselves live within the unconscious aspect of our mind. As we open up and bring balance to both the conscious and unconscious minds, we are able to access these hidden parts. As you sit in your sacred place, allow a few moments to take in full deep breaths, bringing down the energy above, down through the crown, through the entire body, and releasing out the bottom of your feet. As you breathe, tune in again to your sacred place and feel the warmth and protection that it offers you. Right now, you will be by yourself and allow this time to connect with who you are. When you are ready, invite the aspect of yourself that wants to be acknowledged or heard to come into the energetic system. At first, you may simply feel or notice an energy around you. As you sit in your sacred place, focus taking the nice deep breaths and allow that aspect to come into your space. Invite this aspect in, allowing it to feel encouraged and safe to be present. With practice and awareness, you will begin to see or feel or experience this part of yourself. If you are able to see this aspect, begin with a pen and paper writing down some of the things about it. Looking at this aspect, see if it is male or female. What age is it? Does anything stand out about the physical part? How does this aspect feel emotionally? Is there a name it would like to be called? And most importantly, ask this part of yourself what it needs to feel peace and contentment. At first, this process may be foreign to you, but as you come back time and time again, these parts of yourself will emerge because they too want to be part of you. If you're struggling with change, if you're having a hard time letting go certain emotions, these are the parts that are holding. So bringing awareness through love and acceptance allows the true healing process of holistic healing to happen. When you work with your aspects, the goal is to try to allow them to feel comfortable to communicate to you what they need in their lives. As you become more and more aware of each aspect, you can get to a closer level of healing. Again, focusing on each individual power that they possess and asking them what they need to integrate back into the consciousness. If you are able, allow yourself to hug this aspect. In the beginning, there might be resistance and mistrust, and that's okay. Our goal is to create a place that allows the different parts of ourselves to come forward to integrate. Be patient with this process. Allow it to be active so that you're able to write notes and record any important information that your soul needs to hear. Always come back to who this part of you is and what their purpose is in your life. There is no reason to fear a part of yourself because it is part of your total makeup. Let go the fear of the hidden and instead, through the universal light, bring the truth of who you are. Allow these aspects to communicate their joys or their sorrows, and allow them to direct you in what they need to again feel part of who you are. Take time every week to see which aspect needs healing. Simply allow yourself to sit in the sacred place and ask whatever aspect wants attention to come forward. Eventually, all the fragmented parts of yourself will holistically integrate, which will allow you to transmute and transform into that higher self so that you may feel completely content in who you are on every level. When you are finished with your aspect, thank them for coming forward. Pay attention to what they need and set out to give them that in any way that you can. And above all, forgive yourself for anything that has happened. As we learn to forgive ourselves, we are able to bring healing to the deepest part of our souls. And with that is a lightness and a freedom that each human being deserves to have. When you are done, you can thank your aspect and begin to bring your awareness back to the present moment. Taking nice, calm, deep breaths and noticing the lightness in and around the heart.